And now, although it's a popular conversation topic, it's very tricky to predict English weather. But what about if you wanted to predict the weather in space? Well, Richard Hollingham is just back from a space insurance conference. I didn't know there were such things. That took place in Italy, where space weather forecasting was the hot topic of the day among those who were responsible for operating satellites and insuring spacecraft.
I'm walking across a park in the centre of Rome, and, well, the weather is lovely. Clear blue sky, slight wispy clouds, a light breeze. But that's only half the story. Richard Horn is here from the British Antarctic Survey. What's going on then beyond the atmosphere, beyond that plane we can see in the sky?
Well, we're familiar with the terrestrial weather, but actually out in space we also have weather, so to speak. We call it space weather. It really is driven by variations on the sun. We have the material flowing off of the sun, which we call the solar wind, that flows towards the Earth, and that can disrupt technological systems, modern technology.
Now, David Wade, you're from Atrium Insurance. Satellites, that's what you're worried about because you insure them. What impact can this stream of charged particles from the sun have?
It can have a number of impacts. One of the most obvious ones to think of would be a loss of power. The sun pours out some protons, those protons hit the satellite's solar arrays, and the solar arrays are degraded. But you can also get charging, where different parts of the satellite charge up at different rates, and an arc forms between the two differently charged parts. And when that arc discharges, it could cause damage to the satellite.
And what sort of impact would that have on us?
Typical impacts could be the loss of communication services, but other aspects such as the GPS system, the navigation system that we've all become so used to these days. We think of it as directing us when we're driving our cars, but it has much wider uses than that. Financial transactions, mobile phone towers, all of those are governed by the timing signals that we get from the GPS system.
So potentially you could lose what almost all communications if you knocked out, for example, GPS.
Absolutely. GPS is a constellation of satellites, so there's numerous satellites up there. So chances are you may not knock all of them out together, but you could certainly get a degraded service. And that could also be a degraded navigation service. You could see the impact on flights or shipping, which may not be able to dock at a particular time.
Are we talking here, Richard, about a hypothetical situation, or could this really happen?
No, there are examples where this has really happened in the past. If we go back to 2003, there was a very big magnetic storm at the Earth. Something like 47 satellites were reporting malfunctions. One satellite was a total loss. That was a scientific satellite. It was a Japanese one. It cost $640 million. That's a lot of money. And indeed, over the next few years, we are expecting a number of magnetic storms to increase. We know that the sun has an 11-year solar cycle, and we usually measure that by the number of sunspots. But in terms of the magnetic storms, we can also measure that at the Earth, and we measure that by the changes in the Earth's magnetic field. And we know that the number of storms is going to increase typically 1 to 2 years after the solar maximum, the maximum of the sunspot number. So over the next 3 to 4 years, there's going to be a period of increasing risk when storms occur and those storms damage satellites and a variety of other infrastructure.
Now, you say risk. Can you see those coming?
At the moment, it's very unreliable. The best we can do, really, is to take information from a particular spacecraft called ACE, and it measures the magnetic field flowing off of the sun. We can then combine that with computer models, and we can try and make a forecast of what's going to happen at the Earth.
That's fine, but how far forward can you predict?
By taking measurements at ACE, we've got something like half an hour to 1 hour's forecast time. Having said that, once the geomagnetic storm starts, what we've established already is that there's something like a 4 to 5 day period where satellites are most at risk. And trying to determine how long that period would last and then when it will be safe, that's vitally important to operators, particularly if they want to do orbit manoeuvres or upload new software and do other kind of operations.
What would you like to do then?
We're just starting a new project. It's called Spacecast. And we're going to take data from satellites and we're going to try and generate a forecasting capability. It's an interest for the insurance companies because they want to be reassured that the operators are taking all measures possible to try and reduce the risk of damage and loss.
Dr. Richard Horn from the British Antarctic Survey and David Wade from Atrium Insurance on the impact of space weather on satellites. And you can find more Planet Earth online content at thenakedscientist.com/planet-earth.